Okay, I have to admit now that I'm a very poorly prepared MC because I actually don't know everybody on the panel other than Jenny. And so what we'd like the panelists to do, if it's okay, is come up, introduce yourself, and speak about what you are involved in. So are you first, Jenny? Are you just going to be okay? Yeah. This person I do know, Jenny Barrett from the Academic Professionals Association of the Illinois Education Association. Welcome, Jenny.
Good morning, everyone. I want to thank you all for coming and giving up your Saturday morning and then maybe afternoon. And I want to say that I totally agree with Adolf Reed that we need to put politics back into the labor movement, and labor has to change a strategy and politics. But I've been asked to talk about my own organizing experience, and I think that's important because we need to think globally and act locally, and so we need to start small. And in the words of my favorite team, the Chicago White Sox, play small ball. Sorry, I can't help but work that in there because I'm quite excited about this. So we have a stated goal at this conference to re-energize, or I guess pessimists would say to resuscitate, but I'm an optimist, to re-energize the labor movement. And based on my organizing experience, I see two ways to do it. Not the only two ways, but two ways that I see. First, we need to increase labor membership by organizing the previously unorganized. And then we need to build bridges and form alliances with all labor groups and possible political allies. Today, I will talk mainly about organizing a group of employees who had not been organized before. Organizing academic professionals at the University of Illinois is very different from my being shop steward, for instance, for cafeteria workers in Transport and General Workers Union in Great Britain. There, the main issues were bread and butter ones because the wages were so low. This particular group is more complex than other professional groups like faculty or graduate employees. It's like herding cats in a way. Academic professional job duties are all over the map. Many provide service to students, faculty, citizens of Illinois, but some teach, some do research, some are what people see as administrators, and some manage. There are some overlap with faculty duties and with civil service. So, in fact, some departments are trying to get around unionized employees by hiring academic professionals to perform duties. And the range of salaries of academic professionals is huge as well. Some make a lot less than the trades, while others make much more than faculty, even. Many pride themselves on being professionals who take pride not only in their jobs, but also in their titles. So there's a bit of snobbery about their role and maybe false consciousness. And the commonly held perception of unions among this group is that unions are for blue-collar workers, that unions protect bad workers and will take away incentives and an employee's ability to negotiate wages, as if we all get to sit down with the university and negotiate our wages. So that's not the reality, as you know. Many academic professionals have flexible hours, so these people fear that a union would make them punch a time clock and micromanage. And worst of all, in their minds, a union would cause conflict between the employee and the supervisor. So how do we overcome this perception, this negative perception of union? Our group had to work to change the perception of unions from one that's been popularized by the media, of workers fighting with their employer over bread and butter issues. The message we emphasize is a simple one, but it's one that that a union is an organization formed by employees to give them a voice and some control over their working environment. And this organization is democratically run, with all issues voted on by the membership. In other words, as Adolph Reed mentioned, we try to be accountable to our members. One concept central to our union is fair treatment for everyone. We want to ensure that someone doing the same exact job isn't paid a lot less than his or her counterpart in a richer department, and that someone isn't discriminated against just because of a particular supervisor. And we argue that a union actually protects professionalism by guarding against any employee doing the duties of two people or doing a job that civil service employees should be doing. I want to say a few words on forming alliances. Our group has worked hard on forming alliances with various groups. Since many academic professionals show loyalty to the university, and some have spouses on the faculty, the union has to show that it's helping the university. So through the Illinois Education Association, we lobby on behalf of the university. This also increases our credibility in the eyes of the employees. We've also invested much time in cultivating relationships with other Illinois Education Association locals, our valued K-12 sisters and brothers. And so we work with both higher ed and K-12 locals throughout the state because we need their support to be effective in Springfield. We also need to reach out to AFSCME and IFT on this because we're all together on this on campus. I'm sure the university or any employer would like to use any divisions among unions to fight us and to divide us. So we do show our support for other campus unions when they're involved in labor disputes within the university, with the university. I think it's very important to always come out and on the picket line or just to show that we're there in spirit with them. And so even though we direct our message, getting back to the message, we direct our message towards professionals. It's a message that emphasizes democratic decision-making, fair treatment, and creating conditions that allows one to do one's job well. So I think it's a message that can be used for all unions. And it's a message that should generate positive feelings among the public. As much as some of us would like to ignore public image, we can't deny that what the public thinks of unions is very important. And we need to keep shoving the message of fairness and justice for all down the throats of the public. Thanks. As for forming alliances, other campus unions can also get some mileage out of working with the university on legislative matters, especially since the university does recognize the power of state affiliates such as AFSCME. On the national level, we need to support labor struggles everywhere and support labor boycotts of products. We need to present a united front to politicians and employers. We also need to come up with a list of political demands for candidates before giving them our support so that certain groups don't generally assume that they always have labor support. Our employers all talk about limited resources. We shouldn't see ourselves as competing with each other for limited resources. Rather, we should be working to force them to reorder their priorities. And we need to fight for fairness for all groups of employees by making it a goal to organize everyone. I think I heard Adolph Reed mention the role of compromise. Well, I've always believed in some compromise, but what we need to do is define what our core principles to our movement and remain firm on those and compromise on smaller things. Strategically, I think it's important that everyone's organized so the employers don't use the time-worn strategy of hiring unorganized groups to replace organized unions, workers. And we see this at the U of I with attempts to replace civil service employees with academic professionals. Upon closing, I have one request to make of this group. Currently, we have a group of visiting academic professionals that have won an election and have been recognized by the Illinois Education Labor Relations Board. But the university spending money, public money, in time of a tight budget to appeal this decision. I would appreciate it if you let the university know that it should stop wasting public money in fighting its employees and allow them to democratically